Old school New Zealand charm or a bit of a nightmare? How would you describe a 12-kilometre stretch of gravel road in the back blocks of Taranaki? The regional council reckons sealing the road to Whangamomona, otherwise known as the Forgotten World Highway, would boost tourism to the region and improve safety. Locals, though, aren't so sure. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin drove up there to find out.
The self-styled Republic of Whangamomona lies 60 kilometres inland from Stratford and is roughly halfway to Taumarunui. It has 20 permanent residents, another 150 people live nearby, and close to 25,000 tourists pass through each year. The council's report says sealing the highway through the Tangarākau Gorge at a cost of $8 million would help Taranaki and Ruapehu realise their tourism potential. But co-owner of the Whangamomona Hotel, Vicky Pratt, isn't convinced.
I'm sort of two-minded. Really, I should be yes because of we work in tourism. But there's a part of me that the road is one of the few last metal roads left in New Zealand on a main route. And I think it's special.
Mrs. Pratt says rather than sealing the road, the transport agency needs to improve its maintenance. The report says the agency's spending on the road has dropped from $1.2 million to $500,000 in just 5 years. Local sheep and beef farmer John Herlihy, who holds the title of President of the Republic, also has reservations about the road's upkeep, but reckons it's fine otherwise.
A lot of tourists love the bit of metal road and they think it's quite unique. It's a bit like having phones in the district, you know. But another half think, oh shit, what a terrible road, you know. They're over it, you know.
So you think, will it lose some of its charm, you think?
I think so, yeah. It's only 12Ks. You know, if you can't drive on 12Ks of metal, maybe you shouldn't be driving.
Mr. Herlihy concedes some people find it a touch stressful.
All the side roads out here are metal anyway, so we're used to it, but townies aren't, you know. When Vicky and Richard see them come into the pub here and they go, you know, like they're a nervous wreck, aren't they? What a terrible road. And they've only come from that way, and you know, they haven't even got to the gorge.
Sealing the road does have its supporters, including Bob Traynor, who moved to Whangamomona from Auckland 40 years ago.
Oh, I reckon they should seal it. A lot of the locals don't want it sealed, I think, but I reckon they should seal it. Nothing wrong with it. Half it's sealed.
Yeah. Why do you reckon it needs to be done?
Oh, well, it's better driving on tar seal than it is on metal.
I drove out to the metal part of the highway and flagged down Australian visitor Peter Wiltshire, who was touring in a camper van. He told me he wasn't expecting to be driving on gravel and couldn't believe people wouldn't want to have it sealed.
I think it's a bit silly, to be honest. You know, why wouldn't you seal it so you can enjoy the drive? You know, you're like coming up there is pretty wet and, you know, you can feel the van moving a bit, you know, in the mud. So that's dangerous.
Do you reckon it would put some people off?
Absolutely.
But back at the Whangamomona Hotel, opinions were evenly split.
From a tourist point of view, yes, then they'll be able to get the rental cars through and all that.
It's old school New Zealand. I think it's a tourism attraction in its own right.
It's part of the experience. It's the forgotten highway, so leave it like that.
Dirt road is just, it's prehistoric.
I like it. I like it the way it is.
You get roads like this that are great for us as motorcyclists, you can't use them.
The transport agency says while it does not have plans to seal this section of State Highway 43, it will be investigating its options for doing so, based on the area's economic growth and tourism. In the meantime, it says it will ensure the road is safe and fit for purpose. In Whangamomona for Morning Report, ko Robin Martin tēnei.